There is a high level of emotion whether you're on the prevailing side of an election or are unfortunately on the defeated side. Part of our humanity is being passionate about things we find important and feel disappointed when our hopes do not come to fruition. Elections are emotional events. That is about as much compassion that I can show the Harris voters who are hilariously showing their feelings following the historic political comeback of President Donald Trump. Not because I do not empathize with their disappointment, but because their hysteria is not based on fact and reason. I disagree with those voices on the left who are attacking voters for having an opinion that differs from theirs. Democracy is a system where you can express your opinion, not one where you must comply with the one being compelled onto you. Sometimes the progressives forget to hide their socialist ideals. What the Jimmy Kimmels and Stephen Colberts of the world are purposefully ignoring is the status quo was not working for the broadest portion of America. America wanted change, and they will now be better off because the status quo was extremely harmful to the economic well-being of everyone. And what was she going to differently being part of the reason the harmful policies were in place? According to her, nothing at all. The contradicting messaging offered by the candidate was the reason she lost. A new way forward with the same policies that 8 out of 10 did not support. That is what loses elections. No one is losing rights, freedoms, or opportunity. In fact, all Americans will be gaining in those areas, not that our speech and economic choices are not suppressed. Why? Because we have seen it before. No one lost rights or freedoms during the first Trump term. Reality must confront their radical rhetoric. No freedoms were lost. The Biden era was not one where we gained freedoms either. Rather, Americans lost our collective voice, as we were not allowed to question public policy. And we know now that the administration was putting their finger on the debate by suppressing speech, made known to us by Facebook, which confirmed they were pressured by the Biden-Harris administration. Americans lost a great deal of their individual wealth due to inflation that was rampant during the Biden-Harris era. Not just the rich, but the middle class as well. Salaries and raises did not keep up with the rising cost of everyday staples. Many people found themselves working harder just to maintain their status quo. Results matter to voters. If you want something to blame, then maybe you should look at our media establishment. It is crystal clear for quite some time that the information they release on nightly broadcasts or newspapers are politically biased. Alternative media outlets, like podcasts, journalist blogs, and social media channels were far more accurate. So why suppress them? Remember when Uber and Lyft came to the market, how strong the resistance was from those who were sympathetic to the taxi unions. That is similar to how legacy media seems to attacking media that is seen as competition to them or disrupts their influence. People are generally smart enough to separate misinformation and disinformation. Stop blaming the American people and voters. When your political party loses an election, it is because of the candidate, the campaign, the message, and the issues and ideas alignment. The voters have the right to ask for better. They did not get it in 2020. There is a better chance of getting the progress now, based on past events.
The post-election dialogue has shown Americans who really stands for democracy and unity and who simply use those as campaign themes to generate emotional hysteria amongst their base. There are radical calls for Joe Biden to step down and let Harris to become the president for 2 months. She was handed the nomination, so in their minds, why not hand her something bigger that she did not earn either? There are calls amongst some of her backers who had a great deal of egg on their face predicting the landslide Harris victory that did not happen for her supporters to avoid Trump supporters in the same divisive manner they did since 2016. The reality that they need to accept is that America let their voices be heard loud, clear, and decisively. They voted for Trump and his base as the new majority coalition in America. Sorry, not sorry, but time to wake up. Many of those who may have been amongst you, or pretended to be, are now unabashed Trump supporters and loving it.